Maseches Brachos.com, and I'll put the bottom line. Nashim va'avadim u'ketanim keturim v'kriyat shema u'min hashvilim. That women and avadim and ketanim, I'm going to make a quick note and really not discuss it at any greater length. Nashim and avadim really puts it for the same reason, which is mitzvah seseh shazman grama. Ketanim are a whole other category, which we'll leave out for right now. It causes a lot of problems later on. For many reasons why. Most obviously that the Gemara and Daf Kaf, when it goes through all the reasons as to why they're Pater, it really only addresses the Nashim and the Avadim. The Gemara, and even some of the Rishonim, don't even address the Ketanim, so it becomes difficult how to, you know, the Mishnah, are we talking about a Kachi, a Gilachinuch, not a Gilachinuch, who's Chayav, who's Pater, it's Machlok, it's Rashi, and Tosfos, it's a large question, but we'll leave that aside because it's really not my topic. Then you have the second half of the Mishnah, which is very much our topic, V'chayavim b'tfila, women are chayav in tefila. That's our topic, and mezuzah over birkas hamazon. Women are chayav also in mezuzah, and the chayav birkas hamazon, over birkas hamazon, it's a suffix if they're chayav min ha-Torah or min derabbanan. That's a fascinating topic, but not for us right now as well. Our topic is women's chayav in tefila. So far, so good? Women are chayav in tefila. That's basically all you have to know from that Mishnah. Take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows, about 5 or 6 lines, or 7 lines down, right in the middle of the line of Daf Kaf Amud Beis, V'chayavim b'tfila. D'racha mei ninhu. Mahu d'teima ha'olil v'ksiv v'erev v'avokir v'tzaharayim k'mitzvah seseisha azman g'ram adami k'mash malan. Very simple, straightforward Gemara, first line. Right? That there's a havamina that what? Women should be potter from tefillah because it is a mitzvah saseh, or at least similar to its kid, mitzvah saseh shazman grama dummy. The kaf and the word dummy seem to indicate it's not a full-fledged, you know, complete mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but whatever it is, I'm going to ignore those, that letter, this word for right now because I don't know what to do with it right now. But it's enough of a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's similar enough to it that you would be Pater Kamash Malon incorrect. Mash Malon Women are Chayav in Tefila. So far as we good? I think there are two ways of understanding the Maskana. Nurabosai, what are the two ways? How do you read the Maskana? In one of two ways. What did you suggest? Yeah? I think you're right, although you didn't say it so clearly. The first option is that they're chayav. That's going to be true according to both options. Right. The Havamina makes two assumptions. Number one is that it's kid. Mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Number two is that therefore they are pater. The maskana suggests one or two. One of two. Either it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. In other words, it's not goreim. This man is not goreim, it depends on something else. You have to figure out what or think about it. Alternatively, you could suggest in hachinami this mitzvah to say shazman grama, but there just happens to be an overriding factor. Even though it's mitzvah to say shazman grama, there's an overriding consideration. There's an exception to the rule. There are many exceptions to the rule of mitzvah to say shazman grama that women are chayav. For example, afkein hayivos samanes, even though Megillah and Dalkosos and what's the third one? Neres Chanukah. Or mitzvah seseh shazman grama, there's no running factor. Or even though matzah mitzvah seseh shazman grama, there's a special connection to from chametz to matzah that's override and overrides the mitzvah seseh shazman grama. Another one is kiddush. Women are chayav in kiddush, even though it's mitzvah seseh shazman grama, there's this zachar v'shamer connection. Probably even extends to all mitzvahs of Shabbos. All mitzvahs to say of Shabbos, the zachar v'shamer connection. That's probably true. Machlokes v'shon, but probably true. Most sure. So those are really the two ways of looking at what's going on over here. Either it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but there's no variety to that. Or it's not even a mitzvah saseh shazman grama in the first place. If you take a look at Rashi on the Mishnah, I think you can admit that. I'm not 100% sure, but I think you can be. Take a look at Rashi. There's important, two important conclusions to draw from this Rashi. Second line down, v'chayav b'tefila, nothing fancy. So far, Rashi v'chayav b'tefila. The tefila rachamehi umid the rabbanon he v'taknua aflanashim v'lechanoch ketanim. How many interesting conclusions could you pull from this Rashi? I thought there were two. What are they? What were they? What might you want to draw from this Rashi?
Maybe there's an overriding. It's
you get the impression it's an overriding factor. Number one, it says derachamim. It's filo rachamim. It sounds like that's the reason why they're chayiv. Although maybe that's just the Gemara, but even more so, but taknua af lenashim. It sounds like they extended it to nashim. Even mean af. Even though it's a mitzvah seish as non rav, it's even af lenashim. I agree. I think that's correct. And that's a simple reading of Rashi. And the second point that Rashi seems to sheet that Rashi seems to offer is that what? It's mitzvah derabanan. Is that tefillah is a mitzvah derabanan, which is actually major machlokas, the Rambam and the right, the Ramban, which we'll get to, we'll return to a few minutes later on. Who holds it to the Raisa? The Rambam. The Rambam is very well known stuff. This is like the ABCs of Lumbus. You know, the Rambam believes that that tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa. He writes not everything is daraisa, just the tadavin, the etzem, tefillah is daraisa. But how many times a day you have to daven, when you're supposed to daven, what the text is, all those are details that are all in the Rambam. But the institution of tefillah itself is daraisa, and the Ramban thinks everything is derabanan. Then the Ramban says, and if not, maybe it's just enough. Maybe you know, maybe you're lechayiv be'ez tzara. There is a braisa that the Rambam quotes. Maybe it's an asnach, maybe it's be'ez tzara. But at the end of the day, daily prayer according to the Rambam is minat Torah. Well, according to the Ramban, it's midrabanan. The chora from Rashi, what impression do you get? It's midrabanan as well. Just skip down to the next Rashi on the Gemara. We're going to read it quickly, and then we'll jump to Tosfos. Even before we explain what Rashi means, we'll get back to the Rashi. It's a difficult Rashi. Rashi over here, Tefillah Derachamin, and who? Rashi's below Garis Peshita, Dehalav Daraisa. Rashi takes out some Girsa, changes the Girsa because it's not, because Tefillah is only mid Derabana. And again, whatever the Girsa he changes, we'll leave it out for a moment. Tosfos will address it momentarily. But again, Rashi points out, lav daraisahi, again, l'shitaso, Rashi believes tefillah is midrabanan, like the Ramban. So far, so good? Questions, comments, you lose me? Okay. Take a look at Tosfos, the Rav Askel, the tefillah at the top of the page. It's a fascinating Tosfos for a few reasons. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows, v'tefillah, pshita, kevim d'chsiv, erev avokim b'tarayim, asicha v'anaham, okim mitzvah seishas man gramadami, I'm sorry, okim mitzvah seishas man gramahavi, Kimash Malan Derachamin in who? Anything interesting with Tosfos? For starters, he's got four changes in Girsa. Number one is he has the word Peshitta. Tefillah Peshitta, that's number one. What else? Tzvi quoted something. He has what? He has, Asicha Vanima. I think that's just the rest of the Pasuk. I don't think it's a different Pasuk, but he does quote more of the Pasuk, which is worthwhile to know. What else? He takes out Malditema, correct. He also takes out the word dummy. Maybe that's four and five, then even three and four, even the fifth one, which is? He has Rahavi opposed to dummy, correct. That was four. He has the Rahmani, he puts at the end, which I think is probably the most significant one. What's the difference between saying the Rahmani first and then telling me the Havamina versus telling me the Havamina and then saying Rahmani? You follow that? In other words, according to our Gemara, it's v'chev b'tfilah derachmeinu who ma'hu d'tema blah 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 blah. According to Tosfos, it's the havmina comes first, and only then do we say k'mash v'lo derachmeinu. But what's the difference between our girsa versus Tosfos' girsa? Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not fully sure what you're saying. The first option is what?
First option is the car starts off dropping the question on it, and then
I'm going to say a little bit more than you. I think it's the same thing what you're saying. Let me say a little more to tell me if it's something different. That could be I'm just like, I like what I, it could be I'm saying what I'm saying I like so much that I need to just understand what you're saying in my way. I would have thought our larger chakir that we opened up with that to whether or not it's a mitzvah sasesha as man grama with an overriding factor or not is lufatali and smachlok with yourselves. Meaning as follows. If it's kemat, in other words, you would have thought it's mitzvah sasesha as man grama kemash malon derachamenihu, it sounds like rachamenihu means it's not a mitzvah sasesha as man grama. Alternatively, if you have the word aragus, which is the rachamenihu comes first, it sounds like Rach minihu is the reason why they're chayiv. Even though it's mitzvah seish man grama. Even though it's mitzvah man grama. In other words, does Rach minihu come as like a direct response to Mahavamina? And so far as that it's not a mitzvah seish man grama, that would make sense if I put it at the end. However, if I put it first, it sounds like the reason why the chayiv is because of Rach minihu. Now, you would have thought otherwise because it's a mitzvah seish man grama. That's why I'd like to read it.
You explain it one more time.
Yeah. I thought that if you have the gears that Tosfos has, it's more you're more inclined to believe that it's not a mitzvah sasesh as man grama. If you have our gears, you're more inclined to believe it's a mitzvah sasesh as man grama with an overriding factor. I don't think it has to link up, but I think it very well might.
And
what? I agree with you, but Kamash Malad, there's a reason, which is the Rachmeni, which is a separate thing. There certainly is a Svarfoot. Even according to Rashi, the Gemara and Rashi both say the Rachmeni, you know, the Tefillah, the Rachmeni. That's the reason why. I think that there's no Svar, because when you say there's no Svar, I'll accept it if you mean as follows. It's a mitzvah sasesh as man grum, and therefore there should be pater. But Chazal wanted them, because of the svara of Rachmanim, to override it. That's what I'm saying, I agree.
So,
according to the other Girsa, it sounds like it's no longer a mitzvah sasesh as man grum, and that's good for what we're coming to teach with Kamash Malach.
Right, so one has the
svara
of Kamash overpowering, and the svara of Kamash
correct. Before the Darabana Daraisa step, that's what I think we were saying earlier on. That's what I had agreed to, and now you want to say look for the Daraisa and the Rabbana? Yeah, I'm with you. Hold on to that for 2 seconds. Hang on to the end of the year. It could be I'm going to get back to it. There's another monkey wrench that I'm afraid to commit to just yet that I'm going to get to, but hold on to it. Let's just finish the Tosk, because all we remember is the different mask. Barashi lo garis. Rashi doesn't have these gears, so lo garis le shari tefila derabanan he umay mitzvah sasei shayichin. The way Tosfos interprets Rashi is actually shocking. Rashi takes out the entire sentence, this entire havamina. Rashi lo garis le. He's not garis any of this shari tefila derabanan he, because tefila is midderabanan, and mitzvah sasei shazman grum is a patur that's only shayich to mitzvahs min haTorah. Or in other words, what Tosfos assumes Rashi to mean is shocking, but it's as follows. Mitzvahs asei shas man grum is a patur for what? Only mitzvahs asei min haTorah. Mitzvahs asei shas man grum. But since tefillah is derabanan, you would have never had such a havamina to pater tefillah kasa of mitzvahs asei shas man grum. Therefore, scratch the whole gemara, get rid of the whole thing. Change the gears. That's how Tosfos reads Rashi. The upshot is, the incredible conclusion to draw is that according to Rashi, every single mitzvah derabbanan, women should be chayivin. Because the patur of mitzvah sasei shas man grama is limited to mitzvah daraisa. Then Tosfos is like, whoa, slow down, that's not true. Mikol makom yesh li yashiv, deha ha, I can disprove Rashi. The ha halal derabanan v'nashim paturos, because halal derabanan and women are pater. Mi high time of the mitzvah sasei shas man grama, and then the reason why women are pater because it's a mitzvah sasei shas man grama, and therefore it's crystal clear that mitzvah sasei shas man grama paters even mitzvah derabanan such as halal. Kidam min mitzvah sasei shas man grama halal. Misha haya ebed v'isha o katan makri and oso on acharei and mashein omen. Women cannot be motzi men in halos. If they want to help them out, they got to say it, and men have to repeat it. Why can't they be motzi men? Because they're pater. Why are they pater? Because it's a mitzvah to say shas man grama. And it's a mitzvah to rabbanan. So if we see Rashi's wrong, says Tosfos. Don't worry. Yesh li yashiv, says Tosfos. That could be miyashiv the girsa. I can explain the girsa that Rashi chucked and say it's correct. Because it's crystal clear, everyone knows from the Gemara and Sukkah. The truth is, if you think about it, there are probably many other examples. I don't know why Tosfos only mentioned one. Once I started reading Tosfos, I was expecting like a whole long page Tosfos, you know, like 35 rayot that Mitzvos Seishah non Rama applies to Mitzvos Derabbanan. But Tosfos mentions one. There are other Rishonim who have other Mitzvos. I'm just looking over here, we'll list other examples. And therefore, how do you defend Rashi? I think there are two major defenses for Rashi. What could you suggest in order to defend Rashi? Isn't Rashi wrong? Don't you see that Hallel is subject to Mitzvos Seishah as non Rama? Shouldn't you therefore conclude that women are pater from only mitzvahs and seishas non-grama that are minat Torah but midrash bar they be chayvin? I.e., isn't Tosfos right? What could you suggest?
That when the rabbanan made the takana, they could include or exclude women, and the reason they excluded them in this case is because
I was going to go much more simply. You can argue that halal is minat Torah. There's a machlokis around them in the rabbanan is halal is minat Torah midrash bar. Maybe one can argue that's the machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. It's true, Rashi will say, I'm fully aware of the Gemara Masechet Sukkah and Daf Lamekhes. I'm completely tuned into that Gemara. It happens to be that women are put from that because it's a mitzvah min haTorah. You'll ask, how can Hallel be a mitzvah min haTorah? After all, it was only written much later on by David HaMelech or whatever. So the Ramban answers and says, Enochinami. The exact wording is Midrabana. But the principle of being Meshabeach Lashem, of singing Shir Lashabach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's already biblical in its origin. And just because the Ramban believes Hallel is the Rabbana doesn't mean he's right. Says the Ramban, Hallel is really Minat Torah. This is found in the Sefer Mitzvot, Machlokes Ramban Ramban. And there are Achronim who say, look, not only is Machlokes Ramban Ramban, it's Machlokes Tosfos and Rashi over here. And because according to the Ramban, and maybe one could argue here as well, Rashi, there's a Kiyam Daraisa, and even though the Chiyam's only Midrabanan, the Kiyam's Midaraisa, or even though the text itself, rather, is Midrabanan, the Kiyam, and maybe even the Chiyam is Minat Torah, and therefore, women would taka be potter from Hallel, and therefore you can say Tosfos doesn't have such a good Raya. But I thought there's a better answer to Rashi. Give me a second to try to pull it out. I think Tosfos completely misunderstood Rashi in its entirety. I don't think Rashi took out the entire Girsa. I don't think Rashi took out that whole sentence. Or Rashi took it out? One word, the word Pshita. Take a look at Rashi very carefully. What does Rashi say? The Tefillah Rach, meaning you, below Garas Pshita. It's the one word. How does Tosfos quote it? Lo Garas Lay. According to Tosfos, he had the Girsa and Rashi misunderstood it. And if you look carefully, it makes a lot of sense. Take a look at the first Gemara on the page. Take a look at the next Gemara. We're not filling. Pshita, Ma'ud, Tema, blah, 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 blah. Take a look at the fourth Gemara. The one about Mezuzah. Pshita, Ma'ud, Tema. Pshita, Ma'ud, Tema. There are five dealing with women of Chai that we deal with in context of women of Chai or Pater. Four of them say Pshita. One doesn't. Rashi's father, why does this Gemara not say the word Pshita? And the answer is, according to Rashi, it doesn't say the word Pshita because it's midrabanan. In other words, the rat minat Torah you would have said pshita. Midrabanan you don't say pshita. Why? L'chara because of heimamru v'heimamru. The rabbanan have the koach, the capability to interpret the gemara however they. I'm sorry, to create whatever they want, and therefore you can't say pshita derchayev because it's you can't say pshita derchayev because since it's midrabanan, the rabbanan can construct it and mold it and sculpt it in any which way they want, and therefore you got to remove the word pshita. The conclusion would be that according to my read of Rashi, Rashi doesn't have to defend all the Gemaras in the world that seem to say women are part of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, even on Mitzvah Derabbanan. In any event, it's a fascinating machlok to Rashi Tosfos. It's also interesting to realize that Tosfos is goresh the word Pshita. Rashi's not goresh it, which I think lends some credibility to what I wanted to suggest. In any event, the machlok is Girsos, between us and Tosfos, may very well be subject to what Shu and I were saying a few minutes ago, what we were all saying a few minutes ago, as to whether or not it's Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama with an overriding factor versus not Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. If you look at the Lashon HaRambam, we'll just read the Rambam and then we'll hopefully get to the Svara. Why? What's behind this machlokas? In other words, why would it be a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama with an overriding factor? Why would it not be? Or in other words, should Tefillah be a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama or not? That's talking of two ways we're reading the Gemara. Let me just read the Shittas HaRambam quickly. The Rambam says as follows. If you have a Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, these are very, very well-known Rambams. It could be you already know it by heart. If you do, so just bear with me. These are very well-known Rambams. Mitzvah Zasei L'Espalot B'chol Yom Shenemer V'Abadatem Yas Hashem Elokeichem. B'pi Yashmua Lamdu Shavoda Zu Hi Tefillah. Shenemer U'Lavda B'chol Lavchem Amruch Hacham Ezi Yavoda Shebelev Zu Tefillah. There's a Mitzvah Zasei in the Torah to daven. V'ein minyan tefillos me'atorah. How many times a day do you have to daven? Doesn't say. I guess at least once. More or less, whatever. More is fine. V'ein mishnil tefillos zos me'atorah. There's no specific text me'atorah. V'ein tefillos man kavua me'atorah. There's no specific time for when to daven. Morning, afternoon, whenever you want. Says the Rambam. Listen to this line. U'lefikach nashim v'avadim chayav mitfilah. L'fishi mitzvah aseh shelo hazman grama. It's a mitzvah to say, Shelo hazman grama. Why? Because the times are limited rabbana, correct? Elchiyuv mitzvah zukachi shiada mischanein mispalu b'chol yom. Every day you should daven. Umagid shivko shel kavish baruch hu. V'achar kach shavol tzrachav. I.e. first the shevach and the bakasha. Shu tzarach lehem the bakasha. Says the Rambam, no, it's only the Me'at Torah, all you have to do is daven Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah. The rest, how many times, the specific text, that's all mid Rabbanan. Again, from the Rambam, you see that what? A, Tefillah is Me'at Torah, that's one thing, and B, it's Mitzvah Aseh, Shalom Hazman Grama. The two issues that we still have left over, and I think they're pretty important issues, is so far we just kind of laid the information on the table, is one issue which I had already raised a moment ago, which is what's behind this machlokes, I guess. Should tefillah be a mitzvah seseh shas man grama or not? Either it is a mitzvah seseh shas man grama, but you have the overriding factor, or it's not in the first place. Why yes, why no? That's one thing. And the second thing is, just a technical, textual point, which is, if you learn like Rashi did, bless you, that it's a mitzvah saseh shaz man grama, and women therefore should be putter. So how do you read the words of the Rachamehu? How do those words read? What? Correct. What's the point of them? I mean, what are they saying? That even though that's goof of the mechayev, that's the extra takara derabbanan. According to the Rambam, if it's not a mitzvah saseh shaz man grama, how do the words of the Rachamehu read? The truth is, there are three sheets of the Nachronim how to read that phrase. What does the Rachamehu mean according to the Rambam?
Only Rachamehu.
L'chora, it should just be, you shouldn't have to say Rachamehu, you should just say it's not a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. After all, the Rambam himself doesn't really address this phrase. The Rambam doesn't mention the phrase Rachamehu. Why not? Maybe the. Well, how does the Rambam deal with that? So the three sheets of the Nachronim. The first shita is that of the pre-Megadim. The pre-Megadim writes the Rambam is not go-race it at all. Which is the easiest way to solve the problem. You don't know how something fits, you take it out. It's, I don't know, and the truth is there's a whole bunch of gears here. Tosfos and Rashi have four or five differences. So maybe there's other differences out there. After all, the Rambam himself doesn't mention the phrase Rachamehu, so maybe the Rambam is not go-race it at all. If you look, the Meiri's not go-race it. If you look, the Bach quotes the Rif, who's not go-race it. So there is a whole school of Rishonim and Achronim who don't have these gears in the first place. So you could just take it out. That's one mahalak. Mahalak number two, how to defend the Rambam, is the Shabbos Aryeh. So the Shabbos Aryeh writes that really women should be chayiv to daven only once a day. Rachamehu, who means they're chayiv to daven three times a day. How do you get the one time a day? I guess it's not a mitzvah to say shas man grama because it's only once a day. And therefore, three times a day is mid rabbanan, that's Rachamehu.
I
The third shot I can suggest is that maybe we're not. The way you read Rachamehu is not a reason to be Machayev Sabbath, but rather what is it? It's a reason why Tefillah is not a mitzvah of Man Grama. Why is Tefillah not a mitzvah of Man Grama? The answer is it's not Gorin by Zman, it's not Tully in Zman. What is it Tully in? Rachmanin. Or in other words, what women need is Rachmanis. Whenever they need Rachmanis, they have to die. When do they need Rachmanis? Daily. But the point is, it may be they're chayav to daven daily, but it's for an indirect reason. The gorim is not zman. The gorim is a need for rachmanis. What works out really nicely, and therefore this may not only explain how the Rambam reads the phrase rachamei dehu, but it even explains the machlokas. Is it a mitzvah to say shazman grum or not? The answer is, that's for the machlokas. What is gorim a woman's chayav to daven? Is it the day, or is it the need for rachamim? Everyone's chayav to daven for that matter. Must you daven midaraisa? Must you daven daily because zman is gorim it, or because the need for a kadosh baruch is gorim? And this, by the way, is a fascinating machlokas in the Mefarshim as well. Let me explain to you what I mean. When the Ramban attacks the Rambam, it says there's no mitzvah to daven every day. There's only a mitzvah to daven be'ez tzara. One can ask, okay, how does the Rambam defend himself? There are those who suggest the Rambam believes, no, there's a mitzvah to daven daily. Every day there's a new mitzvah. There are others who believe, by salvation, used to say the name of the Rambam. The Rambam agrees, Enochinam, you're not chayav to daven every day, midaraisa, you only have to daven be'ez tzara. It just happens to be that be'ez tzara is every day. And therefore, according to the Ramban, who believes mitzvah tefillah derabbanan, the mechayiv is a daily tefillah. Certainly, mitzvah to say shazman grum. It's the rabbanon. And by the way, that's exactly like Rashi. The Ramban and Rashi, the exact same shita. That tefillah is mid the rabbanon. It's instituted on a rabbinic level, and therefore, it's a mitzvah to say shazman grum. The only thing you can do, according to Rashi and the Ramban, is say that rachamenihu overrides it. Masha'enkin, according to the Rambam, at least you can be open to the possibility, and again, unclear. The Rambam can either say, Enochinami, I agree that it's to daven every single day, not the way Rabbi Soloveitchik learned the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah to daven every day daily, and then you'll have to learn, like the Prima Gadim does, you take out the gear sub, Rachmanihu, or you learn like the Shagas Aryeh does. However, the way Rabbi Soloveitchik learned the Rambam, L'chora, if the chiyuv is to daven be'ez tzara, you only have to daven when you really need to. By chance, it happens to be every day. Therefore, women are patur because it's a mitzvah to say shalom hazman grum. I mentioned the women are chayav daven because it's a mitzvah. Sorry, because it's not a mitzvah to say shalom grum. We're chayav daven every day. I'll take around the questions in a minute, then I'll go back to the Magen Avraham. I alluded to. I thought this last shot that the Magen Avraham had meant. Let me just take around the questions and make now get back to what Magen Avraham actually says. How people doing here? Sam, we got you, we lost you, you with me 100%? You good? Again, according to the Ramban and Rashi, it's mitzvah derabbanan, and it's mitzvah zeh shazman grum, there's no overriding factor. According to the Rambam, there's some achron who believe. Also, it's a daily mitzvah, it's mitzvah zeh shazman grum, you know, as you rachmanihu, you have to work it out. Either, you know, you take out the gears or whatever. According to this Rabbi Soloveitchik pshat, very nice, that the chiyuv is not based upon a daily tefillah, but rather based upon base tzoros and base tzoros every day. Yeah?
So, if we go to the last opinion, but the tzoros, what does that mean for the word of the tefillah or the time of the
tefillah? So the Magen Avraham is bothered by a fascinating problem. The Magen Avraham is like, I don't understand. There's so many frum women who just never daven. What are they doing? So says Magen Avraham, I'll tell you. According to the Rambam, in kind of what they said that, let's just start by showing the contrast. According to the Ramban, there was one stage in life when the entire institution of tefillah was developed. The day the Rabbanah created the mitzvah of the Rabbanah of tefillah, that was the only day where anyone ever did anything about tefillah. According to the Rambam, there were really two stages, midaraisa and midrabbanan. That's the Magen Avraham. Maybe the reason why women daven, never daven, is as follows. Maybe they pass them like the Rambam. The Rambam believes that one, there's chayav to daven mid ha-Torah, how much? Once a day. Who is mechayav to daven three times a day? Midrabbanan. That clearly is a mitzvah to say shazman grum. It says the Magen Avraham. maybe you can split between Tefila Midaraisa, which is the mitzvah that says Shalom Hazman Grama, to that woman will be Chayavin. However, Tefila Midarabanan, that's certainly a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, and therefore women are Pater. And if you look at the Rambam, I think it's beautiful. The Rambam starts off in Halacha Aleph. That mitzvah say l'sbal b'chol yom, and there's no minyan Torah, there's no mishnah min Torah, there's no text, there's no nothing. Lefikach nashim v'chayav v'chayavos. Therefore, women are chayav in what? Tefillah midaraisa only. They're chayav to daven only once a day. Enoch inami l'chor. That's the conclusion to draw from this Rambam. That they're chayav to daven only once a day, only midaraisa, because the entire derabanan never was shy to them, because that's mitzvah saseh, shazman grama. Then the Magen Avraham takes it one step further. The Magen Avraham is explaining, that's just why women daven once a day, is explaining why they don't daven at all. The Magen Avraham says, mistama, when they wash until they die, they just ask for a quick bakasha, and then they're done. Before I get to that second half, l'chora, from the first half, is deep in the Magen Avraham, that according to the Rambam, the Chor, there's two different Mechayim. The Mechayim, Midaraisa, is predicated, rooted in what? It's Noveah from where? Ace from the Torah, but it's an Ace Tzarah. It just happens to be an Ace Tzarah every day. The second Chiv, Midarabanan, is a mitzvah to say Shazman, but they're not Chayim in that. The second Nakuda the Magen Avraham made is a revolutionary one. He says, therefore, all they have to do is just rush the Tios Yadayan and do any Bakash. The Salvation said he thinks it's crazy. For starters, the Rambam was crystal clear in Halacha Beis. Listen to this. Lefikach Nashim Chayav Nashim Avim Chayav L'Tfila L'Fishi Mitzvah Zeh Shalah Zman Grama Elefivu Mitzvah Hi Kachi Shiei Adam Mischanim Mispal B'chol Yom. And how do you do it? Umagit shivcho shal kadosh baruch hu, v'achal kach shal tzrochav shu tzorech lam v'vakasha v'techina, v'achal kach nosein shivach v'odol Hashem al tovah shishpil lo kol echal lefi kocha. What's the bare minimum the Rambam mandates? What's the criteria for tefillah midaraisa according to the Rambam? Shevach v'vakasha v'hodah. What's more v'vakasha? That's okay, says Rabbi Salvechik, against the Magen Avraham. That's the rough cash of the Magen Avraham. The cash. You should need Sherech Bakasha and Hodah. And the Magen Avraham man needs only one Bakasha. So I'll tell you what I think maybe the Magen Avraham meant. Maybe what the Magen Avraham meant was, he says after a tila. What does he mean by the tila? I think it means the Bracha of Amtulas Yadayim. Amtulas Yadayim has a Sherech and a Hodah in it. Bracha to Hashem, that's a Sherech. Hashem comes from the Tzavah to Tzavah with a Hodah. If you argue, maybe you have a Sherech and Hodah, all you need is a Bakasha. Maybe that's what the Magen Avraham means. Although, even if it's what the Magen Avraham means, I still think it's problematic for the Rambam. And I'll tell you why. Again, you follow? Keep you with me? Now, the Rosh Kashis, doesn't the Rambam mandate all three Sherech, Bakash, and Hodah? So the answer I'm suggesting to the Magen Avraham is Enoch Inami. Maybe he has all three. He has a Sherech and a Hodah from the Bracha. That's what he writes by the Netila. Who cares what she asks her Bakasha? She could ask it any time during the day. Why does the Magen Avraham say when she doesn't feel she's dying? The answer is because he knows you need a Sherech Bakasha and Hodah. What? Where is the Hodah? Sherech Hashem is also a bit of anu. Maybe. I could see it. Again, it's not Pasha, but I could see it. My problem is that if you listen carefully to the Rambam, it's problematic still. The Magen Avraham is still a little bit tough. Umadik shivcho shal garz baruch hu va'achar kach shol tzoracha shu tzarech lehem v'vakasha v'techina va'achar kach no sein shevach v'hodah l'Hashem. What does the Rambam seem to mandate? An order. And therefore the Magen Avraham's has two huge condition. The first one is that you can split tefillah d'arayis and tefillah d'rabbanan according to the Rambam. That Rabbi Salvechik is willing to agree to. But the second part, which is you can just add in a bakasha whenever you want, lo lefi haseder, in a way where you have the shevach and then the bakash and then the hodah and only the bakash at the end or in the beginning or somehow not in the middle of the bracha where it would have to be, because you want to go to order shevach, bakash, and hodah, says the Rav, the Magen Avraham is wrong. Nonetheless, that is the sheet of the Magen Avraham. Halacha lamaisa. You want me to take a round of questions? Then I'll do halacha lamaisa, how much women have to daven, the halacha, And then we'll do one fast, quick, fun question that can throw out and think about a little bit. I have no idea what it is, but we'll try to put it together. Questions? 1, 2, 3, 4. One.
So the Mishnah is referring to only the field to write the Daven.
According to the Ramban, certainly not. According to Rashi, certainly not. That's what Rashi points out. According to the Rambam, yeah, maybe.
So, like, you're kind of, so it's mixing up even the rights and Durban then, because if you're kind of Muslim, women are only high in Durban, or we
just want to. We might specific about benching. But maybe.
According to the Rambam, would that be a riot that women are really high in Durban, if you're kind of Muslim? Because
probably not. I don't think so. I hear the point, but it's not a huge riot. And if anything, Rashi had removed the phrase pshita because he thought it was only midrabanan, correct? What about those who have a girsa pshita? Maybe they could argue that the Mishnah talking about daraisa. Maybe. Again, you could say pshita even on midrabanan, but at least possibly you could say this. Yeah?
Why is this wrong then? You have to throw a little when I throw a fire to the dungeon every day, long
If you have to daven once a day, is that a mitzvah that's not grammar or not?
Why not?
You have to go out
and
daven. I'm not sure exactly what we say. When we say it has to be zman, how specific are we? So if you daven once a day, that may be. I'm not sure.
Every day you're fine.
No, but it could be if you miss a whole day, you miss the opportunity, in which case it would be zman, not grammar. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. Let me think about a little more. Yeah, three.
So if you're saying that there are two sort of different views, two different mitzvahs.
Two stages in how the mitzvah of tefillah was created. Minat Torah and Midrabanan. Minat Torah, the mitzvah of Torah is mitzvah say, Shiloh as Mangrama. The Midrabanan is mitzvah Shiloh as Mangrama. Pasha women are chayv in the first and not the second.
Does that seem like it's a whole mitzvah? Therefore, I can say it's a whole mitzvah.
Yeah, correct. That's another way of saying it. A separate mitzvah. I don't know if that's really true. I don't know if it's really true, but it's a good way of thinking of that. Who's number four? Yeah. Correct. But the principle of saying something first shevach, then bakasha, then hodah, that apparently is already midaraisa. That's the Rambam seems indicated in the Perek.
So
the Perikav Malacha base.
Sorry?
Yeah, you make the Altel Shidayim, then you add in Eze Bakasha. So I think there still is a Kasha, because the Rambam seems to use the phrase Acherkach, which sounds like there's an order. First Shevach, then Acherkach Bakasha, and Acherkach Hodah. So I think the Mugnum still is somewhat problematic in the Rambam. That's just the way usually you do it, but you don't have to. Maybe, I'm not sure you do. Okay. Halach lemaisa, how many times do women have to daven? So, let's start with the Ramban. According to the Ramban, she has to daven. Oh! So there's some who talk to believe she's even chayv in Musaf. The Mugging, Hiborim think she's chayv in Musaf. The Tzlach, and Rabbi Kiva Eger and others think she's potter from Musaf. I don't think she could bring the carbon musaf, so they think she's a putter. They offer the carbon musaf to swallow Kalei Yisrael, so it should be chayiv. It's worthwhile to know the Torah Tamim actually points out that if a woman can't daven musaf, so too someone who's under 20 is not chayiv in musaf and shouldn't be the chazan. Fascinating chumra of the Torah Tamim. Right? Because if you're under 20, you can't bring the carbon musaf either. So the Torah Tamim, that's what he says. Let's go, don't pass by the Torah Tamim. In any event, and they let 18-year-olds, 15-year-olds, people daven musaf nonetheless. Then, what about, according to the Rambam, would she be chayv in marav? So those who believe she would be chayv in marav, because she's chayv just like a man, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that even according to the Rambam, she wouldn't be, because the real chayv is only shachris and mincha. Marav is a rishus, so we pass in marav is a rishus, and it happens to be, says the Mishnah Berurah, that women accepted it upon herself, then men rather accepted it upon themselves, men chose to be chayv themselves in marav, and therefore, even though it's a reshus, you can't get out of it anymore, that's true legabe men, but not legabe women. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins lehalacha, women are chayv to daven twice a day. What about according to the Rambam? So, presumably, the way the Shag Zayeh read the Rambam, you'd be chayv 3 times a day, maybe twice a day. That's what Rachamini who means, you have to daven all the time. The Mishnah Berurah, again, paskins only twice a day. Lechora, according to the Magen Avraham, you could even daven once a day, and not only once a day, but the Tilas Yadayim and Avakasha counts. Many poskim accept the magen of Rav's first chiddush but reject the second. Rav Agiel states, Rav Shlomo Kalman Orbach, many poskim believe that women should daven once a day, but say the whole Shemona Esrei. I think that seems to be the standard practice. Most women I know daven Shemona Esrei once a day for Shacharis and don't daven once a day for Mincha. I remember teaching a school called Bar Miriam in Arnof. The girls can ask, if we miss Mincha, what should we do about Tashlum? So at the time, I didn't know the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Terechav, Mishnah Berurah, who passed in Mechayev Shachris and Mincha. According to Mishnah Berurah, if you miss Shachris, you daven two Minchas. That's very easy. If you miss two Minchas, that's Mishnah Berurah, you daven two Maros. I didn't know that halacha. So I
knew the women.
What?
The women.
Women, yeah. Women have to daven Maros. Even though women usually don't even daven once, when they miss Mincha, they have to daven twice. That's the Mishnah Berurah passage. So I didn't know the halach, I looked it up, and I started telling the girls that, and Rabbi Freilich, who's in charge of the school over there, and one of the people in charge, he says, don't tell them that, just tell them to daven once a day. I said, why? Because for starters, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arba passed once a day. That's how we really talk about passing Mikra Din over here in our seminary. Secondly, the whole Tashlom thing's crazy, it gets them all confused. Like, I can explain it to them clearly. Like, thirdly, you know, you're never going to win. Better, he's like, hashkafically speaking, you know, most women start out in seminary davening two times a day, they get married, they just give up mincha, you know, and therefore tell them to daven once a day. Okay, listen, at the end of the day, it's machlokas poskim. The most compelling argument he gave is that Shlomo Zalman Arba passed once. You know, but I can see, you know, anyway, some women daven once, some women daven twice. What can I tell you? That's in terms of halacha lemaisa. One last shayla, which I was thinking about this morning, I have not yet come to full conclusion. Could a woman be motzi a man in tefillah? Nurabosa, what do you think? You worry about that airplane flying by later. Could a woman be motzi a man in tefillah? So let's go. According to the Ramban, it's all with the Ramban, and they're all on the same level. No problem. According to the Ramban, what? Well, it depends. If it's her Ramban on tefillah, she's not chayiv in it with the Magen Avraham. She would not be chayiv. Correct? If she's davening with the Rabbanan, she's potter. So she cannot be motzi a man who's chayiv with the Rabbanan on a real level. She's potter with the Rabbanan, he's chayiv with the Rabbanan. She cannot be motzi him. What? If they're both davening with Daraisa tefillah, then she should be able to be motzi him.
Only the first tefillah.
That's what I thought. I thought only the first tefillah a day she could be motzi him. But once she already, let's say if she daven shachris, she wants to daven mincha now, she could be motzi him shachris, but not mincha. That was one interesting thing that I was thinking about. And then just one other thing came up, which made me think a little more carefully. I don't know which is really true. Which is her first tefillah? Is it marav versus shachris? Which is has manifestation halachically in two nafkaminas. Number one is if she's chayav to daven once a day, if she davens maariv, could she wait until, let's say it's maariv Wednesday night, could she daven the next tefillah Friday morning? Did she miss all day Thursday? She missed a shachris mincha maariv, but she got maariv on Wednesday night, which is really Thursday, and she got shachris. Does that count or not? In other words, what's her first tefillah? Is it maariv or is it shachris? I wasn't sure. On one hand, because the day starts by maariv time. On the other hand, there seems to be the Shachris Mincha Marav schedule. You know, like Avram Tikein Shachris, Yitzchak Tikein Mincha. I'm not sure what the first tefillah per day is. It could be this, that the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov thing is just cute, and of course Marav is the first one. I could see it not being correct. In any event, we'll leave that to Tzarachim.